You are back with the conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Hawaii Island has the largest doctor shortage in the state. That's according to University of Hawaii researchers. The latest Hawaii Physician Workforce Assessment found that Hawaii County has fewer than half of the doctors needed to properly serve the island's population. Joining us with more is HPR reporter Ku'uwehi Hirishi. Aloha.
Aloha.
So just how bad is this problem?
Real bad. When speaking to the Big Island doctors that we have spoken to, we're looking at around 53% of the doctors needed to serve patients on the Big Island are not there. And this is also a growing problem for the Big Island. In 2007, or since 2007, nearly 40%, we've seen a jump of nearly 40% in this doctor shortage. And that's compared to Oahu numbers, for example, this year, a doctor shortage of about 20%. So it's exacerbated on the neighbor islands, this impact. And Big Island doctors are saying a lot of it has to do with economics.
So what, they're just not making enough money?
That's what they're saying, yes. Big Island doctors are saying, no, it's a tough business, and especially for private practice doctors, right? The small business owners of the healthcare provider world. These doctors are oftentimes the only physicians setting up shop in remote and rural areas far away from hospitals or other, you know, access to other forms of healthcare. But they say the high cost of living in these areas, of heavy tax burden here in Hawaii, and low reimbursement through certain insurances have created this bad situation that's likely only to get worse amid the global pandemic.
So has this pandemic, you know, made the doctor shortage worse?
Statewide, we saw more than 400 Hawaii doctors say COVID-19 forced them to close their practices, reduce their hours, or switch to telehealth. And that brought the state's overall doctor shortage to more than 1,000, and that's the highest we've seen in the last 10 years or so of assessing the physician workforce here. And the Big Island this year accounts for nearly 300 of those empty slots.
Okay, so what does that mean if you live on the Big Island? I mean, are you going to have access to the health care you need?
Right. Hilo radiologist Dr. Scott Grosskreutz has been working on the Big Island for more than a quarter century, and he says the doctor shortage has grown to crisis-like proportions, and it can be felt by all residents. Here's Grosskreutz.
I think it's a major concern for folks living on the outer islands. It's a rare person that doesn't know somebody that's been affected by it. It might be a friend or a neighbor, a family member that hasn't been able to find a healthcare provider for their family. Sometimes people are suffering from diseases that go undiagnosed, like hypertension or diabetes, and end up having secondary heart attacks or strokes. There's patients who do not have appropriate screening for things like colon cancer or breast cancer, and then they present with advanced disease. So it really does have a huge impact.
And he says complicating things even further for the Big Island is the fact that the doctors that are in practice are aging. He says one-third of the doctors on Hawaii Island are in their late 60s or 70s, making it more pertinent, perhaps, or urgent to recruit new doctors to fill that gap once these doctors begin retiring.
You know, at one time someone told me, if you go to the Big Island, make sure you don't break any bones, because I remember they didn't have an orthopedic surgeon available, and you'd have to wait until you could fly out to Honolulu to set your, you know, arm or your leg or whatever it was. But, you know, what's being done to kind of entice new doctors to set up practice on the Big Island?
One of the biggest incentives used really by all states in the country is loan repayment programs. So the federal government sends over matching funds. The state legislature would then match that, and then we'd go ahead and get new doctors coming right out of medical school with that heavy loan burden. We'll give them some relief, you know, and say, come practice in our state, and we'll give you, we'll help repay some of those loans. Lisa Rantz, head of the Hawaii State Rural Health Association, says for a long time the Big Island didn't have access, however, to this loan repayment pool of money. Here's Rand.
So we have the Hawaii State Loan Repayment Program, but they only do loan repayment if you're in a physician shortage area, which we weren't for any of our rural counties. And without getting a health profession shortage area designation, or a HPSA, they don't qualify for loan repayment.
The Big Island has since received this designation, which has allowed other funding sources to also flow in, according to RANS. And the timing could not have been any better, because last year state lawmakers actually, if you recall, cut funding to the state loan repayment program, which made it a little harder for neighbor islands to hang that help wanted sign. RANS, however, was able to secure some county grants and private funding to continue to recruit new doctors during this pandemic. So a bright spot, I think, for the doctor shortage there.
Well, is there anything else that the Big Island is doing to try and just keep the doctors they have?
The biggest challenge for Big Island doctors, especially for those in private practices, is that general excise tax, right, or the GET, a 4% tax usually done in all businesses. But unlike most businesses, doctors serving the state's most vulnerable population through Medicare are not actually able to pass that on to their patients.
So does that mean that doctors then will be less inclined to serve Medicare patients?
That is what is being seen on the Big Island. They're screening their patients beforehand, and if it's not something perhaps that is worth their time in a way, and it is sad, but it is a bottom line, they'll refer them off, and you see them going to urgent care clinics and other clinics where they can get that care. And Hawaii doctors have sought tax relief in the past. There was a GET exemption bill proposed last session that made it through the state Senate, but didn't quite make it out of the legislature. Hilo radiologist John Morris Wade says all of these sort of financial hurdles for doctors have combined to create what he calls the perfect storm. Here's Wade.
And Sebastian Younger, the author of that book, was describing how a couple of different fronts, a couple of unusual lows all came together to form what was essentially a hurricane-like storm off the coast of New England. Individually, each of those things really weren't causing necessarily a problem, but a combination of five or six different weather patterns created a unique weather event upon which he based his book. And in much the same way, we're looking at a lot of different things that have happened: the GET tax, the high cost of living in Hawaii, our Medicare reimbursement rate. And our argument is that each one of these things might be fine in and of themselves, but in combination have created an environment where Hawaii is now more than 1,000 physicians short.
1,000 doctors short, that is the case for the entire state of Hawaii. And according to Dr. Wade, in his analysis for the Big Island's doctor shortage, if things continue along this route, the doctor shortage could actually jump to 72% by 2030.
Oh, that's very scary. Very scary. Makes you want to leave the Big Island or not move over there.
Exactly. And if things don't change, if things like the GET exemption bill perhaps isn't introduced, or any sort of incentive through the state loan repayment programs, we really are going to see this problem get worse.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR reporter Kuvehi Hirishi talking with us about Hawaii's doctor shortage. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.